Hey guys, good morning. Today word we are going to learn about the word S-A-K-E. S-A-K-E. Sake. Yeah, and with a combination of phrasal verb, we make a great word. So generally, sake is a noun. It means help. But today we are just going to learn like phrasal verb for the sake of somebody or for somebody's sake. So in generally, like we say, hey, you should study for your good marks, or you must study to get a good marks. You should work hard for your career. To make that sense in the more precise way, more formal, more variety, we have to use for the sake of. So for the sake of means in order to help or bring advantage to someone. Like, please do it for David's sake. Please do it for David's sake. It means, please do it for the David's. David's. Next. Their parents only stayed together for the sake of the children. It means like their parents don't want to live together. But why? They want their children to be at night. They want their children to be happy. That's why their parents both live together. Why? For his goodness, for his child. So for that in English we say for the sake of children. I hope for both of our sakes that you are right. So for both of our sake, it means for the both thing, for the both career, for the both purpose, you are right. Some more example. I'm trying to keep life normal for the sake of my boys. It means what? I'm trying to keep my life normal for the sake of my two boys. So what happened? Let's say if your life is going thick and thin, sometime more deep, sometime more up. So that might impact your boys, your girl, your daughter. So what this sentence is saying? I'm trying to keep life normal for the sake of my boys. Yeah, it means I'm trying to keep my life normal for my boy's goodness, for my boy's fulfillment, happiness. Next, they were very unhappy married but kept up appearances for the sake of their children. Yeah, so their life, their married life was not good. They were not good coordinating with each other. They were not good setting with each other, not syncing with each other, not harmonizing with each other. It means there was some fight going on. So they were not happy. But even though for the sake of their children, their appearance means they never show that we fight and we don't have good relationship with each other. Why? They want their children to not go with any chaos, not go with any these all things, so that will impact their cognitive process, their mind. So for that, they are appearing to be good. Why? For the sake of their children. Next, I hope for your sake that she's happy with the arrangement. I hope she is there for Paul's sake. I knew I had to stay calm for Maria's sake. Yeah, so these all things that we learn for the sake of. So for the sake of, it means like for other things. So what I say, hey, why do wake up late in the morning? You should wake up early in the morning for your good health, to make your health good, to make your routine good. In the way of same thing, to say in other word, we have to use for the sake of. Hey, why do you wake up late? You should wake up early in the morning for the sake of your health, right? You should leave or you should get rid of your smoking for the sake of your health. So for the sake of, you have heard a lot of time. Sometimes we don't care because we don't know, or if you are not going to learn in deep, or we are not that much caring about the English, so we don't care about these all things. But once we start grasping that way, once we start learning good English, once you start uplifting our communication skill above intermediate level, at that time we have to confront these all things. And then thereafter we start realizing these all aspects start working, because these all proverb, idiom, slang, not only it is being used. I know these all are formal usage, casual usage, But even though in offices, these all things are used. So for the sake of your career, you should learn English. Yeah, see how great sentence I form here, right? For the sake of your health, you should not drink, right? You should not jeopardize your life. And for the sake of your life, you should wear mask. Nowadays, you know, the pandemic, right, that dominating the world, and the pandemic that is gonna destroy, devastated many people's lives. So for the sake of your life, you should wear the mask. Yeah, you should wear the mask. For the sake of your life, you should maintain distance. So these all things we use in day-to-day life. So just you have to replace for, you have to add sake, or with for, we have to make that sentence, right? For the sake of your child, you should find a good teacher for him to study. So you got to know how we form the sentence, how we make it sentence, so that we can create variety. As I always repeat, right, I try to inculcate into your mind, I try to infuse it in your mind, instill it in your mind. Why? Because only these all things will rejuvenate your idea, your thought, your, and you know, sometimes what happens, you start feeling bored using the same way. It's like the same way that daily we are doing same thing. What happened? Daily we go to office, same chair, same office, daily morning, to go to come. What happened? Gradually we start getting bored. So on Saturday, Sunday, or when we get leave, we want to go somewhere for walk, you want to go somewhere for tour. We cannot leave office because that is basically generating some revenue, that is generating some money, that is they are paying some money in place of work. We cannot leave that, but alternate, we should find something. So what happened? Doing the same thing, we start getting bored. In English, it happened. General idea, general vocabulary, general thing, all people speak. So what's different do you have? What your communication makes some different in the market, while speaking, in the group, while public speaking, while meeting? They're supposed to be identical. So your language should be remarked by other. Wow, great, phenomenal, right, fabulous. So these kinds of words should come in public mind or the listener mind. Why? Because only putting a little effort will bring a great change in your life. And that is what we have to do. And you know, guys, nowadays it's become more easy. Why? I recommend more listening. As much as you listen, that greatly you achieve a lot of sentence, a lot of structure, a lot of vocabulary. So that is basically we have to do. Otherwise, what's happening? We forget it. And even though a lot of time you repeat it, it doesn't come in your mind until you don't listen. Listening is a great way to improve language. If you listen some great speaker, they always recommend it to listen. Why? Because they all have gone through these all things. Yeah, they all have faced these all steps, so that they try to build a great credibility with the people. They don't want people to face that much challenge. So once somebody has gone through some way, he knows very well the way, the path, and the same thing he tried to share with the people, so that the people, they are behind him, they are following the same step to go through that way, to catch or to grasp the same designation. So at least they should not grapple with these obstacles, these hindrance, this hurdle. They share the good idea to dismiss these all things, dismiss this idea. That basically becomes a strong wire in our mind, and we start creating toxic emotion and, you know, psychological impact, start beating our thought and thinking negative, all those things. So instead of doing that, all things, we have to focus the people, they have shared the idea, the people, they have guided us. See, in any stream where you want to go, there are so many people already gone through. So we don't need to put that all a stop, we don't need to follow that all tedious thing that basically makes us bored. We have to follow their path, we have to ask, we have to learn from them, and then we have to follow the same way. Otherwise, what's happened? We try to stumble while finding our own way. It's great if you are that strong enough at that situation, you can, but it's gonna take a lot of time. If somebody knows the way, so why shouldn't we approach him? Why shouldn't we listen him? Why shouldn't we follow him? Instead of that, why we waste a lot of time? Like, you want to learn math. I understand you can learn it yourself, but it will take a lot of time to finding formula, to finding the way, how to deal, how to solve. Better to read somebody's article, better to watch somebody's resources where they have illustrated it in different way. So what will happen? Putting your own effort, it will take a lot of time, but once you learn by somebody, for furthermore, it comes in your mind, it becomes hardwired, or you are furthermore, in case you want to make that, you want to solve it, so you can make it easily. Why? Because once you got to know, later on it becomes easy for everybody. So it's not that tough, it's not that complicated. But what happened once in the first interaction, when we confront anything first time, it becomes tough for everybody. We are not one, we are not single in the world, right? We start wondering to know how to grasp it, but the things is already solved, but the thing is already has been done. So now we have to follow the way only, and once we follow the way, so that thing becomes your property, that you are infusing, instilling your mind. Why? Because furthermore, you don't need to go through that. In case that situation come, that might you need to solve. So the logic you have already in mind, only you have to see the thing, and it will come in mind, and finally you got to go, you got to know that, well, this is the formula and this is the way that we have to make it. So this is how we have to learn, we have to follow, we have to get to know, and finally we have to get it. So never ever try to lose a lot of time or squander a lot of time. If the things are already available, if the things are already done, somebody had done it, somebody have achieved it greatly, so he has great idea than you. Once you get it, again you will get the good idea, you will become experience of that thing. So why should we waste a lot of time? We have to grasp it, we have to follow the same path that people have gone through, and they want to establish a great relation with the people. They are at the same path that they have grasped, that they have achieved. So their credibility, their way of thinking, their relationship, their strongness, we can achieve because they are ready to impart. You know, guys, profound people, noble people, never try to hide the knowledge, never try to think that they only want to become that. They want other people to have the same skills. So why shouldn't we take help of them people, help of those people, so that at least we should achieve the same level. And to having association with the good people always produce a good result, always yield a great result. So why should we be lingering somewhere there is not a result? We should linger, we should obsess about the thing where we can get, or the people, they are with the same minded. Yeah, that is also one of the great way. What we want, if we have like-minded people, so we love a lot. Why? Because we have interest, we have zest, we have curiosity, we are very much excited, enthusiastic to do the thing, the same thing that somebody had done already. So why should we go somewhere in deep into that, stuck there? Why shouldn't follow the way, a very wide way, very plain way, a smooth way that is made by somebody? Only what our target is to achieve the destination, our target to achieve the way that basically we want. If somebody has helped it out, we have to follow it, right? We should not feel bored, we should not feel anxious, we should not feel jealous, envious about somebody's achievement. We have to very great listener, we have to very in an understanding mode, so that it will make great happiness, it will make great good wisdom in our mind. And that is what profound people, noble people follow and they share. So I believe these were today word. For the sake of your career, for the sake of your journey, for the sake of your health, you have to do the thing. So for the sake of, and then thereafter you can put the object that basically you want to make. So this phrasal verb, idiomatic way, expression helps a lot of time when you want to use, or let's say somebody is speaking, at that time you'll get it if somebody is speaking. But if you don't know about the word meaning, so you got stuck, what does it mean? But even though if you don't know, you can Google it, you can find it, but your target should be to speak it, your target should be to say it. Not that once you learn, let it be. No, learn, don't avoid it. Anything that you are learning new, don't try to avoid. Find about that thing, start pondering over it, start knowing it. So once you got it, furthermore it becomes your in your mind, or you don't need to think furthermore. Again, you listen somebody, So now you understand. So basically we have to do that. We have to follow these all things and this all strategy. Well, guys, my name is Alok. I am an online spoken teacher. I teach one-on-one class. In case you want to join my class, you can go to my site, learntospeakenglishfluently.com. I repeat, learntospeakenglishfluently.com. Or you can find a lot of stuff over there. You can learn also, and you can go to about page and you can find my number. I have mentioned over there my email ID. You can ping me, you can WhatsApp me, you can chat with me, you can send me email in case you have any further inquiry or anything in English you don't understand while speaking, while writing. You may definitely approach me, so that it will be my pleasure. I'll be happy to share, to impart my idea, my knowledge, and that is why society grows in the strong way. That is why we have to contribute whatever we have in our mind, whatever things we know, we have to contribute to society, so that society built in a strong way, society becomes educated. Right, I'm learning by somebody, I will be imparting it. This is how the cycle going on, and we have to make other happy, we have to help each other, and that's why we become a stronger. Thanks. And I believe in the English learner people, I believe in the people, they want to improve their English communication skill. So I love such kinds of people because I am very curious about English. So thanks and bye-bye.